today on Annenberg Radio News.
Are you going to wear your I voted sticker all day?
I try to. I don't always. Sometimes it falls off.
LA voters make history one sticker at a time. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Tuesday, November 4th, 2008. I'm Brian Frank. Polling places in some states along the East Coast have closed, marking the end of one of the most historic presidential elections in recent times. Nyla Brown was just one of the record number of LA County residents who voted today.
I loved it because I'm voting for Obama.
That's right.
And I vote every year, but this is like one of the major voting periods, really historical.
Early exit polls show voters' top concerns are the economy, followed by the affordability of health care and fears of another terrorist attack. Polls have now closed in six states. If he wins, Democratic candidate Barack Obama would be the first African-American U.S. president. If McCain wins, the country will have voted for its first woman vice president, with Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. McCain would also be the oldest first-term president if he's elected. Many say the outcome of this election will change the world. Regardless, some things never change, including problems at the polls, from long lines to missing ballots. We're joined by Timothy Beck, live, who's at the clerk's office in Norwalk. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, Brian. I'm here at the Norwalk Registrar's Office, the main hub for Los Angeles County voting. In a few hours, all the votes in the county will come here to be counted. It looks like a huge turnout for early voting has prevented any major backups at this polling location. Still, other polling locations have reported problems. At Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church in South L.A., voters showed up to a polling center without power because of early morning showers. Leo Vio voted today and also ran into some problems.
This is my first time voting, and I just had a little issue with my name because I wasn't on the list, even though I am registered. So I had a vote provision. It means that if your name is not on the list, and they give you this card that you fill out, and then they mail it. And after that, I guess you check and verify if your vote counted.
Thanks, Tim. We're moving on. There was excitement in the air all over the county as first-time and seasoned voters went to the polls today. We sent reporters to polling stations throughout South Los Angeles to talk to voters. Listen for their comments throughout the broadcast.
My name is Daryl Goss, and I'm from Los Angeles. I grew up right here in the community. And you want to know who I voted for president? I voted for Obama for president. And I am willing to cross party lines, but in this case, I feel like the policies of the Republicans have failed for the last 8 years.
Joining all of us ordinary people at the polls today were celebrities and politicians, and that included the top elected official in L.A. Britt Thorson reports.
Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa was one of the many voters waiting in line today to cast his ballot. The mayor voted in Hancock Park when the polls opened. Afterwards, he greeted voters and their children. Villaraigosa says the younger generation has helped turn this into a historic election.
We should all be excited about the fact that young people are coming out to vote, every demographic group in every part of the country are coming out to vote. That's a good thing, and I think it's also means that they're coming to vote for a change, and that means that Barack Obama will be the next president of the United States.
There are a record number of new voters in this election, and the mayor says he hopes young adults will remain active in their communities.
They're going to stay involved, whether it's in elections, whether it's in the community, whether it's in their churches, wherever it is, they're going to stay involved.
Mayor Villaraigosa will watch the election returns tonight at the Democratic Election Night Party at the Century Plaza Hotel. Britt Thorson, Annenberg Radio News.
No one was taking anything for granted. Campaigners were working today to get people to the polls to cast their ballots. Almost 200 union members in Los Angeles spent the day calling Teamsters in battleground states. As Scott Schlesinger reports, they were urging their fellow union members to vote for Barack Obama.
My name is Cece, and I'm calling from GOTV.
which stands for Get Out to Vote.
The American Federation of Labor organized 4 phone drives out of union halls in LA, Covina, San Fernando, and Wilmington. The AFL-CIO's Mary Gutierrez says that the Los Angeles effort is the biggest of its kind in the country.
So our goal tonight now is to reach 1 million union voters in battleground states. So as we speak right now, we're calling Minnesota, which is still an undecided state.
Volunteers like Cece Briscoe have been calling voters in battleground states nonstop for the last 4 days. She thinks her hard work will pay off in the end.
We are making history. Not overseeing it, but actually in the mix of it.
In the last 4 days, workers have made over 700,000 calls. Scott Schlesinger, Annenberg Radio News.
My name is Jose Mitri. I'm from Covina. And I guess the most important issue with the candidates, I think, has to do with the foreign policy. We're currently in a war. And I think, you know, the next president will determine what direction that war goes in, so I think that's definitely very important in this election.
Here in Los Angeles County, there is an important race going on. Los Angeles Councilman Bernard Parks and State Senator Mark Ridley Thomas are running for county supervisor in District 2. The race has pitted two well-known Los Angeles politicians against each other, with both seeking to represent the district's 2.5 million residents. Hannah Kim followed Bernard Parks today in some last-minute stumping for votes.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. It's bad.
Glad to see you out early.
You know I was out early. Okay. Glad to see you, City.
Okay. L.A. City Councilman Bernard Parks visited the Jordan Downs housing projects in South L.A., encouraging residents to vote. Parks traveled door-to-door, introducing himself and asking people to mark 71, the number he holds on today's ballot. Parks also visited King Harbor Hospital. Here, county workers and others lined up to receive a photograph of the councilman standing with Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama.
That's for you.
Thank you.
Put that in a frame somewhere.
I will.
Parks has made opening the trauma and emergency room operations of the King Harbor Hospital a priority of his campaign.
It has to be a number one priority because 50% of the people in the 2nd District have no health care. What we also find out is because of the closure of this trauma center and this emergency room is that 50,000 patients now are being spread throughout the county and overloading all of the other hospitals.
Many voters in the area around King Harbor mentioned the presidential election as their main motivation to vote.
We need a change, a big change.
But voters in Los Angeles aren't just looking at what's going on at the top of the ticket.
A lot of local issues that they're voting for also.
Walter is a poll worker at George Washington Carver Park.
This area needs a hospital. You know, a lot of people, elder people, they can't travel. Now, Harbor General is crowded. Yeah, I took a lady over there last week. She had to wait for about 4 or 5 hours. That's an emergency.
While voters in Parks did discuss the importance of King Harbor, the presidential race was still on many minds. The councilman mentioned the historic possibility of a black president during his last-minute pitches. He says this election cycle has inspired everyone, even himself.
I think it basically is a step in the direction of what Martin Luther King talked about, is judging people on the content of their character and not the color of their skin. That will be the final peg at where we've reached the final concrete ceiling and it's been removed.
And Election Day still isn't over for Parks. The councilman will be phone banking in the afternoon and will conclude the day with a party at his campaign headquarters at 8 p.m. Hannah Kim, Annenberg Radio News.
I'm Sunny Johnston. State Senator Mark Ridley Thomas will join his supporters, endorsers, and volunteers for a supervisor campaign election night victory celebration in Century City. Ridley Thomas is one of the candidates vying for the county supervisor's position in the 2nd District, taking on current City Councilman Bernard Parks. Fred McFarlane is the campaign manager with Ridley Thomas.
His primary message is that there are still time for both in the 2nd District, voters throughout the rest of the county, if they have not voted, there's time for them to make their way to the polls. This is an historic election. Anybody who is registered to vote should make their way to the polls if they haven't done so already today. And the polls will remain open to allow them to make history at the national level.
Some of the key issues Ridley Thomas is promising include promoting more jobs and collaboration with business and union leaders. He says he will also reduce crime and gang violence, create more affordable health care, and support senior, the disabled, and foster children. The party starts at 8 p.m. at the Central Plaza Hotel. Sunny Johnston, Annenberg Radio News.
This just in. In Kentucky, President McCain has won, and candidate Barack Obama has won in Vermont. Voters at the Tom Bradley Youth Center in downtown and the Seventh-day Adventist Church in South LA were forced to vote outside today. The LA Department of Water and Power says early morning rain caused power outages at the polling places, but poll workers say the disruption was minimal. We'll still have a few clouds hanging around tonight, with lows around 51 degrees. The clouds will give way tomorrow to sunshine and a high of about 75. Later on Annenberg Radio News, young voters go to college, the Electoral College.
From Pasadena. It's better to be a part of a political party than a cult. And I think Obama supporters are really cult members, essentially. It's like Kool-Aid drinking, zombie walking, you know, MTV watching, vote or die, you know, style stuff.
We've been hearing all through the campaign how this election has sparked excitement among new voters. Today I set out to interview first-time voters as they left the polls. But along the way, I also discovered that a number of USC students were forced to cast provisional ballots, even though they were voting at the correct polling place. Tiffany Vlandarin was one of them.
I was a little concerned just because I wasn't sure. I feel like the whole process of actually like voting was kind of complicated. Since I'm from back home and now I go to school here, the whole, if I had to go back home to vote or anything, so hopefully the provisional voting works out and that my vote counts, because that's probably what's most important to me. I didn't want it to just be counted later and not even matter, I guess.
So you did do the provisional ballot?
Yes, yes I did.
So did they tell you how long it would take for it to get counted?
No, they didn't, but I overheard them saying that it will for sure get counted to other students who are doing the same exact thing. But I have been kind of like weary about that whole process.
So how did it feel casting your first vote in a presidential election?
Pretty phenomenal, I'm gonna say. It's definitely, I'm hoping I made the right choices. I'm hoping I didn't let just like the media and just everything in general kind of, I guess, overcloud my perception of the issues. I'm trying to look ahead, it's just beyond me as a student, and to when I'm out in the real world, when I want to get a job. I won't regret probably what I, the decisions I've made, but hopefully it's what's good for everybody.
Right. Any final thoughts about the process?
I definitely think that this this election in particular, I'm really impressed with students, young people in general. I feel like hopefully the voter turnout from us is sizable and recognizable. It was a pretty smooth process, and I hope that more people get more involved, people of our age, and that maybe older generations will take us seriously too as a voter.
Yeah, it's all good. I was able to vote yes on that.
I'm standing in the lobby of the Ward Villas Senior Center on Adams, where there's been some question this morning about student voters from USC having to cast provisional ballots even though they had registered and received sample ballots with their polling place listed on the sample ballot. The county inspector for this polling place estimates that some 30% of the votes cast so far had to be on provisional ballots.
And imagine you are a first-time voter who's mm-hmm. been waiting years and years and have heard how important it is to come and vote, mm-hmm. and you beat the registration deadline, mm-hmm. and you got it in the mail,
they
your form that says, here's where you go, mm-hmm. with your name and printed, mm-hmm. to find that you're not registered mm-hmm. here.
Have you been here all morning?
Yeah, so when did we discover it?
Yeah.
About 15 minutes into the
election.
And have you gotten official word yet then from the registrar's office as to how that could have happened? That they could have...
You know, basically, yes. the standard line right now, and it makes very good sense, is this is a record turnout, and people have been working 24/7. It's the largest staffing that's ever occurred on any of these elections. So, you know, of course things are going to go wrong. You know, we just want to make sure that it's not, you know, targeted in any way, or that everybody feels their voice has been heard.
And we would acknowledge that they did put extraordinary efforts. I mean, I personally work with the voter registrar's office on the weekends. They put in extra time. We know the passion they brought into it. We still believe the solution for this problem needs to be as extraordinary as the work that's led up to this.
That was County Inspector Rebecca Diamond, followed by Jackie DuPont Walker with Ward Villas. The extraordinary measure they suggested? Don't wait to count these provisional ballots. Sorry. Count them tonight.
My name is Regina Flores. I'm here from Los Angeles. I actually attend Jefferson High School. I'm actually 16. I actually was going to go to school, but when I heard about this, I thought it would be something fun to do to help somebody vote. And when I'm actually 18, I would actually know how to vote. Before, well, we voted for the last person, and everybody thought, oh, well, he makes points and everything. But after you voted for him, he didn't really, like, do anything good. Mm-hmm. He actually left us worse than we were.
Right.
So this year, I think people are actually paying more attention to politics, make sure they choose the right guy to at least get us back on track.
Metered parking was free around the city polling places today, and even the street cleaning restrictions were suspended. There were also tasty rewards for people who cast their ballots. Ed Cohen has more.
Several major restaurant and food store chains around town were giving away free items to anyone who came in and said they had voted. Pam Story is the general manager of the Krispy Kreme donut shop at the corner of Crenshaw and Martin Luther King Boulevard. The shop offered every voter a free donut.
What's been the response today?
We've been flocked. We have people out the door all day. And that's a good thing, because it shows that we have a lot of people out and voting, and that's really what we need to do, get out and vote.
And how many people do you think are here today in the store right now, would you say?
Maybe 30.
About 30 of you? And how many do you think are here for a free donut?
All of them.
Rose Ambrose says Krispy Kreme was just her first stop.
Okay. Is that your free donut?
Got my free donut.
Okay, what kind is it?
It's a glazed donut.
And why? What, how did you hear about this?
On TV. Now I'm going to Starbucks for free coffee.
The traffic wasn't quite as heavy up the street at the Starbucks, but assistant manager Leticia Gomez said she'd seen a slew of voters.
It's about midday right now. How many complimentary cups of coffee do you think you put out?
I think we've done over 300 today so far, so.
Is that about what you expected?
No, I think it's more than we expected. Yeah.
Is that a good sign?
That's a great sign. It's great that the community is coming out and voting.
Ed Cohen, Annenberg Radio News.
Now we check in with Matt Mendez to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision. How's it going, Matt?
Good, Brian. Very good to see you. Very exciting night coming up on Annenberg TV News. It's all about the election. Long lines, problems at the polls. We will have it all, plus the latest results as they come in. Also, some last-minute campaigning on campus. We take a look at that and a look at what voters around USC are thinking. Plus, our very special web coverage tonight on ATVN.org. From 7 pretty much until we want to stop, we'll be out at all the parties, streaming live. It's something you don't want to miss. That's all on Annenberg TV News, beginning at 6 o'clock. We'll see you then.
Thanks, Matt. Join ATVN and ARN tonight as we team up to provide real-time coverage of the election as it unfolds. You can see it all at atvn.org. That wraps it up for today. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Brian Frank.